Predict.
So
that they could play with it while handling it.
Okay.
So that should also be taken into consideration. So these are my views.
Okay, the spongy, not real spongy, you can think like rubber with
The rubber which is good for health and which is quite disposable,
okay,
that we can take into the, yeah.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't be have any harm to the environment also, because our company is very well after for taking all these concerns into consideration. So we don't want to have any harm to the society.
Were there any factors that weren't important in the survey that they said we don't?
We didn't find out any such
okay.
point. yes, there could be, but we couldn't find out any.
Cool.
Yeah, it's not just it.
So the method we looked at existing designs, what's good about them, what's bad about them, looked at their flaws, everything. And what the survey told us and what we think would be good. So a bit of imagination. The findings, I've got some pictures to show you. Yeah. Okay, so most of the work is called a graphical interface where you have got buttons and you point it rather than having the output as a stream of text or something. And we've also found that there's inconsistent layout which makes it confusing. So I think for our remote control, there is some inconsistency already in the existing between the remote controls, but I think the standard kind of shape and playing, those kind of buttons like the top right but on and off or something, I think we find that important because it's easy to use. And we've got some pictures of some new remote controls to show you. So I press escape F5?
No, just escape.
Escape, okay. Yeah, okay. So these are some of the pictures of existing ones. I'll just talk through them. This one is voice recognition. That's the kind of idea we're going for. There's an LCD thing which is a bit confusing and a bit aesthetic as well. But this one is got a kind of scroll like a mouse,
mm-hmm.
which.
The middle one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not exactly sure how you'd use that. Like,
it's kind of like scroll if I'm thinking of the right one, I've got the same thing in front of my monitor, you scroll it, and then when you reach the sort of menu item that you acquire, you press.
That's like the LCD one, is
right,
it?
Okay.
But the one below that has got like a little scroll function on the side, but I presume that the functions must come up on the TV screen.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is. So it's just a few ideas. Again, that's just quite boring shape, grey. Looks quite space agey, but too many buttons, I think,
yeah,
in that
looks
one.
Like, yeah, it looks like something.
Yeah, it does look kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
This one I thought was really cool. It's got a programmability function that we talked about. You can put it in there, speak here, and it's quite an organic shape, and the little circle around there is pretty cool. And that's really easy to use, bright, so I like this one a lot for our design. I think something like that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think about these ones is secured areas, I've seen a lot of them with the cover missing.
Right,
so
yeah.
I can't hinge on them.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So maybe that could be built into one of things and it comes up on the TV or something. And this one, the oversized one. I don't know about you, but I think it's a bit too gimmicky. I don't think that will
Well, is that
help
sort of to assist the blind or something, is it?
I guess so. I don't know. I think
so
that's a bit.
Blind don't watch TV.
Exactly.
It wasn't there.
Yeah. And this one is just pointing out. I like some of these things, the raised symbols and everything, but it's pointing out that this one, the volume, it is kind of pressing down where it would actually go up because
right,
of the shape.
Okay.
So that's a bit confusing. But the buttons on this, I think, it's just showing you how you can have different buttons and it will feel the same. So that's quite cool.
People tend to recognise certain shapes to do certain things.
Yeah, exactly. So there is another finding. So we need to combine those ones. And I just got an email from our technical department saying that they have broken through with some new speech recognition software that you can program in. I think maybe incorporating that in our design would be good. Is you program it, like you say, record, and then play, and then record, play and change and stuff like that. So that's, and it's much, yeah. So that's quite cool. Person, reference, just imagination. The raised symbols are good. The LCD, it does look smart, but I think maybe for our budget, do you think that would be a bit too expensive to have the
LCD,
yeah,
and the
speech recognition. So I think we're definitely going for speech recognition.
But in our market survey, we have seen that people are willing to pay more, but they want the quality, they want the fancy look, they want some new design, something new.
Our budget.
So
yeah.
Still
yeah. Yeah. So even if we increase our cost later with within some limits, and we give something new, technological advancement as well as new design with fancy outlook. I think we will meet the requirements and we will be able to have good sales in the market.
I'm not sure if the 25 euros, 12 euros 50 manufacturing cost, I think that might.
I can't see. Although, I mean, to be sure, they have got, I mean, they are going crazy with the LCD technology now, so they've got the LCD TVs and everything, so maybe the smaller one.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I the black and white, I guess, it just doesn't look clunky enough. But I mean, like, even mobile phones or whatever have now colour LCD screens.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about the cost of it.
But our price notwithstanding, is it too complicated? Is it too much? Just overload?
Yeah, that's the thing. Because
they can just click okay, whatever.
When you use it on the phone, you look at it.
Yeah.
And one of the survey findings is that they want to use it to use. So I think I'm not sure about the LCD. It's great, it's a good idea, but for our budget and for the thing we're trying to go for, easy to use, it's not the thing we should go for, I think. Child friendly, I thought this was good. As you pointed out there, the bit, it often goes missing, especially with children. But it's a good shape, and the organic is kind of, we could make a vegetable-y kind of round shape, I think.
So
yeah,
well, since we're going for the company colours, I think the lemon wasn't it, but if it doesn't work, you know,
well, we don't want it to be
lemon.
Yeah. Child-friendly, yeah, easy to use. It seems quite easy to use. I like the different shapes of the buttons and stuff. I think that's a good idea.
I like the colourful buttons as well.
And the mouse one, I thought it was a good idea because people use mouse is now with the scrolling thing.
I mean, we are marketing to sort of 35 to 35, so most people will have common contact with that.
Yeah.
Use.
So they'd be able to use that. As I said, I presume it would come up on the screen.
Yeah.
So
throw in our new innovations, keep it all in budget. So, it's inside of very simple remote control. This is what they sent me. Okay, here's a competition, I suppose. You open it up, there's a circuit board inside. And there's a chip processor, TA11825, which receives input from the buttons.
This is a standard off the shelf kind of a chip, is it?
Right, it's very, very cheap, but this is from a customer. So that takes the signals from the buttons and translates it into a sequence of pulses that then sends to the amplifier, which is made of some transistors and amplifiers, op amps. And then that gets sent to the LED light, which kind of sees a little red light bulb at the end. And that sends out the infrared light signal to the television. So this is kind of the bare essentials that we need to have in our remote control, because it defines.
So can we make them different to any size we like, or is there a minimum?
No, I mean, this is very old, so now with new technologies, it's a minimum small and cheap.
Almost a key ring.
Right. So this is what we need to have, for certain. So, as I said, we got the outer casing, which we have to decide, you know, is it going to be the board. We have to use basically the same setup. Processor, we'll probably use a more advanced processor than that had. Amplifier and transmitter are all standard. So for the casing, this is an email I got from our manufacturing team. You know, we have a bunch of options from wood, titanium, rubber, plastic, whatnot. Latex, double curve. So last choice is, what do you think? Or sponge, I guess, is more better.
Well, I mean, like latex has a kind of spongy feel to it, doesn't it?
It's very elasticy for sure.
Yeah.
And that would also give a kind of durability you need. That's also sort of relatively cheap to cast. So that makes a sort of plastic, the initial plastic with a latex kind of sheet.
Okay, so here a plastic, latex.
I like the rubber, the stretch balls, I think, you know, that could be a bit of a gimmick, like it's good to hold and.
So something with give to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that might be quite durable and easy to chuck around.
The color is yellow, right?
Yeah.
Or at least incorporated.
Yellow incorporated, yeah.
I mean, I forgot it was so, other.
I think it's just
silver and other parts are.
Yeah, the buttons, like, because there's going to be the cover up, the rubber or the plastic casing, and then the buttons, and probably two different colors. Or if we're having buttons, actually.
So yellow and the body, and then what color for the buttons?
I quite like the multicolored buttons.
So the multicolored buttons.
We do have ones like playing, you know, on and off with reds and stuff like that.
Makes it easy to use. Multicolored so it doesn't look too childish.
Yeah, that's true. Because that blue one did look.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it also comes to shape as well. I mean, if we are going to make it double, I mean, double curve is something good to me. We're talking about it, so we're having one that can use.
Yeah.
It'd be comfier, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the shape, we want to go out of that thing, maybe.
Like an hourglass kind of figure, is that what you're thinking of? Or just.
That's sort of comfortable to hold, easy to hold, so you don't drop it.
What about a banana?
We could make novelty remote controls.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, like.
We could have a good banana shaped remote control. Because it's yellow.
Yeah.
And a lemon might be a little.
And then how would you point it? How would you point it?
It doesn't matter which end you point. You have a lot of LEDs on each end.
Yeah, I appreciate this idea because then this will help us in our advertisement also, and we can link it with fruits and vegetables to people's choices. That's what our data shows that. So this.
Well,
I mean, that.
Okay.
That's a little bit, again, childish of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe just draw on the kind of fruit and vegetable shape. What else did you say about fashion? What was trendy?
Fashion trend shows like fruits and vegetables. Like people, now.
And sponges.
So maybe unidentifiable fruit or vegetable, like, so it would have a stem, perhaps, and
Maybe, yeah.
yeah, it'd be sort of
Like
axially
what's
symmetric.
that? I don't even know the name of this. Some kind, you know, it's like it looks like a little snowman kind of thing. I don't know the name of that.
Sort of like this kind?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like a gourd,
Yeah, maybe something like that.
Or a squash, something.
Cause that you can hold it in like bottom bit and
And it has a clear top and bottom,
Yeah.
so you could say, you know, it transmits from this end.
I don't know where
I don't know. What do you
the
think?
Well, I guess it kind of, you don't necessarily have to have it sort of clearly identified as a fruit, just
No.
have that kind of fruitish shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, then only we can link it.
Yeah, we can
Something.
link it by advertising
Yeah,
color.
exactly.
So double curved, single curved, loofah.
Yeah.
Or we can do something, we can design two, three shapes and we can have a public survey. Let the public choose what they want.
That's a good plan, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, I guess since you're the marketing guy.
Yeah, sure. I'll be happy to do that.
Okay, do that.
And buttons, did we say different shapes for buttons?
I mean, for specific functions, you know, up and down, play style. They've got, I mean, the standard sort of intuitive,
So
things that are always used.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
With a scroll wheel or no?
Yeah, what about scroll wheel? Speech recognition.
Speech recognition, I think. So we need a microphone, is what I think.
We could put the microphone here. Oh, there's the microphone.
There.
Where shall
I mean, well, are we sure that scroll wheel does give ease of use?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, those ideas I saw were just for inspiration, I think.
I think that's a nice idea.
Yeah, I can, no, I'm sure.
Okay, well,
I
we
could.
can do some user tests with scroll wheels
Yeah.
then.
Yeah. I think if this new software for the sound recognition is
Yeah.
keep that microphone.
So should microphone be just anywhere on it
I
or?
would put it sort of sub-centrally, so it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be sort of held in. I don't really gonna need to hold it if it's gonna be voice recognition.
No, well, we can. Whoops.
So let's not use the whiteboard
Yeah.
anymore. We've got the technological innovation with the speech recognition.
Yeah, so maybe it's just going a bit too far. I mean, rather pushing it probably with plumbing
Because it
fruit tubes.
could, yeah.
Don't want to sort
Especially
of
with yellow. I don't know.
Because I mean, like, I mean, how good is the speech recognition thing? Do we want to go for buttons at all? Do we want to just have a device that maybe sits and pretends it's a fruit bowl?
Well.
Can you put it in the fruit bowl?
Yeah.
You know, and
They
then
can
just
work
talk
from
about
a.
it. You don't have to hold everybody's got fruit bowls on the table.
It could even encourage healthier habits for television watchers.
Make
Keep
them
us all around.
make them think fruit,
Yeah, just make sure they don't eat their mom.
I mean,
Yeah, do we
some, I mean,
need.
I like think of a fruit that could sit to wind down its own, like an apple. It's just apples, sort of.
I quite like the design of that because that could sit on its own and
Yeah.
it's
Like
quite
how
got
you
quite a
have to.
sturdy base. As we say, we don't wanna be too ridiculous with the proof and so.
Yes, good.
But yeah, about the speech thing, it doesn't have to be handheld, of course, they can set a distance.
Yeah, so I mean, like, you could actually. Yeah, we could do options.
Well, we can do one thing. We can just have a remote control and casing some different shapes, different fruit shapes, in such a way that any casing can be could be fit into this mobile general piece. So whatever people want, like if somebody wanted in banana shape, we will put that casing onto that mobile phone, so it will look.
So a selection casing.
And yeah, and that's
You said about disposable.
That's what marketing
Sorry?
You said about disposable and people want disposable things, so.
Like if this is a mobile phone, we will design casing in such a way like half of, we need not to have a full cover.
Yeah.
We will just have a half of cover, okay?
Like
if somebody wants it in banana shape, we will fit banana shape casing onto that, so it will give a banana shape look. If somebody want it in apple shape, we will design that, we will put apple shape casing on that, it will give apple shape look. So in that way, you can have any means whatever you want.
Okay.
Without.
Yeah. Need the buttons in the same place.
Yeah, button will be on the upper side. Buttons will be on the upper side.
Oh, that's the other side.
Buttons will be on the upper side, lower side we will just put the casing. So half of that will be low.
Oh, half of frame.
Yeah, not the upper side. So from lower you can, means while you are holding from this side, you can have banana look or apple look, whatever. So in that way, we need not to have different shape mobiles, everything. We will just design casing.
I think if you're gonna have a fascia, then you wanna have it so that it does screw the buttons and then it's pulled back. If they're wanting it because they want to look at it, if they're using it, and what they want to look at is facing away from them, doesn't really. You know, because that'd be end up having the hand you would be able to see. Unless you have sort of you've got a buttons option on one side, and you get the fascia on the other side with the microphone so you can place it face down. And you've got fascia, and you can just talk at the.
Okay, so.
So you've narrowed it down to half a dozen options?
Yeah, so I guess we decide on the material, right? So that's spongy, I think that's rubber, and everything. And the colors, we got one.
Yeah.
And the shape, maybe we'll just make it kind of mix and match type of shape, or.
Well, I'm not sure if we should go so far on the whole fruit thing, because I think we should maybe just take the inspiration from the fruit, and because, I think we're trying to get 25, 35-year-olds want it quite trendy as well. They said they wanted something that looked fancy, and I think maybe fruit could be a bit of a, too much of a gimmick, but something ergonomic and shaped and organic, like good to hold. Based on fruits and natural things like that, because already we're going a bit gaudy with the yellow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could make it a nice pale yellow.
Well, it's kind of got to be our company too.
Okay.
So again, I mean, like we could have, we could quite easily have the main body be different.
Yeah, maybe we could have that pale yellow and then an outside bit bright yellow with the logo, the slogan.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily that the whole body has to be of company colours. So blue and yellow tend to go to work well together. So you have the main body blue with the yellow logo and slogan running up on the side of it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
As for the energy source, almost every remote control uses just batteries, but. You don't have to be limited by that. You can use a hand dynamo.
I think it's basically the more you move it, it's got everything inside that just kind of.
So it just watches the.
Yeah.
So this might be something for someone that people really want to grab and shake it. If it's
like with those watches that you twist.
So if it's not working, I guess people's natural reaction anyways.
Do you think that it will be a good idea to use dynamo? These type of cells, because then people have to, if this cell is out.
It does leave them an obligation to.
Yeah.
Especially if they want to use it specifically as what it's activated.
Yeah. so many people.
And they have to pick it up and then activate it, and then, that's true.
Right, what are the other options?
The solar power.
Solar power will also not be a good idea, because then they have to keep their mobiles outside, the solar energy, and the days when there is no solar sunlight.
I'm gonna write them back, I think.
I think we should rechargeable, battery will be a good idea, they can, recharge it.
I mean, that idea that I thought, just on the basis of like bringing our batteries and having a bulk.
And we're very environmentally friendly currently, aren't we?
Having a rechargeable stand, so that not only it doubles as a stand, but, for using it as, recharging it, but also for using it as sound recognition.
Like a hand, like one of those portable phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, a rechargeable battery.
Yeah.
The user interface, the buttons, I guess we talked about this one.
Where's the checkpoint, please?
The electronics, basically the more features we add, so the more features we add, the fancier chips we need to buy and put in, which adds to the cost, as you can expect. But, I think we can keep it all in the budget. So, so the speech thing, you said our research and development department came up with some breakthrough.
Just in time.
We're just having not learned the speech that, and we're getting our cheapest option of checking.
Right.
That's it.
Oh, okay, we're keeping the LCD screen now.
Kind of, it's been completed by one thing. We're kind of running out of time, so. Was that you, that was your ex-colleague?
Oh, yeah, that was, just actually. So, it's my control, I think.
No, I think it's kind of.
I just touched the pad.
We don't touch the pad.
I actually shut that.
It's on, but it doesn't.
Okay, now, what, we have, actually half an hour, and what I would like you guys to do is work on giving me a model in clay. Oh, I think so. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, luckily we chose a nice simple shape. And further instructions will be sent to your personal conscience.
Okay.
That's good.
Save everything to the show documents.
I hope I can recover this one, so thanks, and we can look at it. This doesn't really help me much. Yeah, can you save that, send that last one again, please, right, just I still can't find it on the.
It was under a different name, are you sure? Are you sure of me?
Okay.
You didn't get the.
No.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
I'll put it in shared of me,
Project.
Project of course, sorry, I put it in the shared of me.
Alright, that's actually, that, it goes there automatically if you put in project documents. Project documents is on the,
But I can't open that because it asks for some username and password.
No, man.
That's true.
This is Tom makes the trouble.
Alright, I think.
So what we're doing, we don't really have to.
Yeah, no, I hope so. It just came up on my agenda.
Okay.
Presumably this place somewhere.
You know, I'm working with Clay.
I do, yeah. It's cool. Oh, we forgot to talk about the weight.
Whoops.
Light. And we're pioneers in space age materials.
Yeah, quite. We're using the sort of basic chipset, so. Talk it.
Are we done with our meeting?
I think we're almost done, yeah.
You have to keep your pen, have to write, I use your pen.
Oh, oops, sorry. Okay, so I'm gonna manage to get that all aspects, so rechargeable, okay, so we came up with that, okay, well, supplements, supplements. See?
Cool.
Wow.
Fun.
Shit, I was, I found, see, I knew that I should have sort of engineered it so that it ended up making a difficult shape. Super creepy.
Yeah.
Bananas easy to make, though, you just roll it up.
Not necessarily like literally make it sort of buttons and everything.
Buttons are easy.
No, oh yeah, we can do buttons.
Just make them separate and place them on.
No, I think that's our discussion over, unless anybody's got questions or confusions, 'cause I'm confused.
Don't we usually get a questionnaire? Guess not.
Let's get it. We'll probably get a questionnaire in a minute, it's
Thank you.
There we go, warning finish meeting there.